Why can't we be affectionate like this typically? What is the hold up? What is the hang up with all of this? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Hung Up Pod Live with Eric and Tony. I am Tony Purnell. I'm your homie. I'm your brother. And I am your friend.
And I'm Eric Cole, a.k.a. Tennis Bay. And we are your favorite happy hour duo, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes. The Black,
Queer,
and Premier podcast, baby.
What's up, Tony? It's
good to see you. What's up? How you doing, baby?
It's been a good week, Tony.
It's been a really good week.
Lil Burr has some good news this week.
Listen, we gonna go. You know what?
Are you hung up?
I'm gonna go right into hung ups because
I felt it in your spirit.
I want to go right into it because
your testimony.
I started a new job this week and I'm so happy. You know that life has its ups and downs, and I'm super excited to start a new position. I'm still doing therapy.
Every now and again, life gives you something back.
Absolutely.
Don't it feel
you
good?
Know, you know what?
Every
it does.
Now and again,
it does.
It gives you a little something back.
I'm super excited to start this new position. You know, a new journey, you know, this year. And it doesn't feel good when you're going through the turmoil, when you're going through the ups and downs. Mm. More so the downs, it don't feel good, but I'm grateful, you know, to be given another opportunity, you know, to have life again.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
What does the word say? We may endure for a night,
but joy comes in the morning. That's what it says. That's what it says. That's come on now. Listen, I felt that thing, Eric.
That out.
Come on now. I felt that thing. Oh, we starting early. You know, we went straight to the hung up hang ups. Lord, have mercy.
I love it. Well, this week, Tony, I'm also hung up just on taking a break. Yes. I think it's just so important for us, you know, folks that are just working constantly, mm-hmm. pouring out, being there, showing up for other people, that we show up for ourselves.
I love it.
And so I'm hung up on getting out of town tomorrow. A few weeks ago, I was hung up on like a birthday party with Sean. And I told y'all that that was like the pre-party mm-hmm. to the vacation that we were going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tomorrow's the vacation. And I'm also hung up on the fact that we all followed through. Nobody fell off. You know, planning trips, it be stressful. People be dropping off the day before. Folks got, it's just the drama.
Jumping off the day before the trip.
Don't they? Y'all know the shenanigans y'all pull. So I'm just grateful that everyone is able to make it. Well, except one person. They're moving. So we're gonna miss them for the trip. But everyone else is able to make it. We rolling 7 deep to Mexico.
Rolling in the deep.
And I'm going to be as black as, I don't know, this telephone.
Blackity, black, black.
Because my skin, like, I don't know if it's a tennis thing. Yeah. I play tennis all my life. Literally, it just takes me to be outside for a few minutes. And I am turning. And I love that for me.
Let's cling to that. You know, let's do a cheers to that.
To both of our hung-ups.
Yes.
Because I think, again, I just think it's important to take a break away. And we're in Philly, and I think
yes,
it's important for Philadelphians, especially. Like, we have to travel. We have to get outside of our city. Mm-hmm. Right, Keys?
Oh, yes.
You can stay here if you want. You have to get some other experiences, see some other places, breathe air that's a little bit different. Like, yes.
So like I said before, this is always going to be the year of the ring. So
you did.
So this is the
And the people love that. The people went up
did
for
they,
your,
did they
your
like
video.
Oh, my God. Did I like that?
This guy. The people were here for the year of the re. And just in case folks didn't see that episode, Tony, please mm-hmm. educate the people. What is the year of the re? What is it
the
all
year,
about?
So the year of the re can be anything. So re is a suffix for prefix. Teacher. Okay, thank you. So we got the teachers in here. Prefix. So re is the prefix, you know, for to do again, to repeat. So there's some things that you might have to regain. You may have to
rewind.
Recover. You might have to rewind. You may have to remove some people out your life. And you may receive some things for 2024. So for me, this is the year of the re. Whatever your year of the re is, let it be in abundance completely.
Ooh, right. We're sending it out to the entire Hung Up Pod family.
All right.
Everybody that's watching and listening. By the way, be sure to subscribe. Hit that bell.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
But Tony, thank you for sending that message out.
Thank you, baby. No, you're welcome. It's all right.
It's what the world needs right now.
Oh, thank you.
It's rough out here.
So, all right.
It's a lot of suffering. So
that was our segment, our hang up, our hang ups.
And if people watching or listening,
if you have a hang up,
you can send it in to us at hungupod@gmail.com.
Yes, yes.
Or feel free to comment under the video as you're watching. You may have thought of one right now.
Yep.
As we were speaking, go ahead and drop that comment under the video. Help us get that engagement up on these videos. Yes.
Yes. We're going to move into our next segment. We're going to actually move into our episode.
What you got for us this
week, Tony? Today I thought it would be really interesting to talk about. I know you all see it. But we're going to talk about, we're going to call this episode, we're going to demystifying the masculine affection. Well, Tony, what do you mean we're going to demystify the masculine affection? And so there's been this, I don't want to even say couple. We're laughing at Sterling because he's taking that champagne bottle to the head.
He took the bottle to the head. And all I see in my peripheral is this like dramatic, like, and I love it. I'm hung up. I'm hung up. Thank you, Sterling.
We're gonna put a video in the action. We're gonna put a video in here. But there's this father and son duo who has been going viral about their level of affection towards each other. Some people think it's a bait. Some people think it's trolling, and it has caught the attention of a lot of people. Let's just play a little bit of that video right now. Okay, well, I'm just show you what we're talking about. All right.
Me ver, hoje o sorriso não é só da coroa. Quando eu te vejo, já sorrio à toa. Só de pensar que tem nome de santo. Eu que criei pra parecer com anjo. Filho, herança da vida, amor infinito. Promessa de Deus é presente do Pai. Filho, herança da vida. Amor infinito, promessa de Deus é presente do Pai. Abriu a porta do céu e Deus me enviou você. Tanto tempo te esperando até que você veio me ver. Hoje o sorriso não é só da coroa. Quando eu te vejo já sorrio à toa. Só de pensar que tem nome de santo. Eu que criei pra parecer com anjo. Herança da vida, amor infinito. Promessa de Deus é presente do Pai. Abriu a porta do céu e Deus me enviou você. Tanto tempo te esperando até que você veio me ver. Hoje o sorriso não é só da coroa. Quando eu te vejo já sorrio à toa. Só de pensar que tem nome de santo. Eu que criei pra parecer com anjo. Filho, herança da vida, amor infinito.
All right. So,
what do you think about that video, Tony? What are your thoughts?
It's a little cringy.
Okay.
It's a little cringy. I mean, honestly, when we talk about the way the dad,
you can't. Oh, we got our phone in airplane mode. I wish we could play it now.
Can we take?
Yeah, let's.
Can we take your phone off? Like, we got to show. Let's show the producers. And the clinical, you know, I mean, not the clinical director.
That's you.
That's me. The creative director.
Laugh for me. Lord.
The creative director. Let's show them so we can all see. But everybody's been seeing this thing. So you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to tag the actual name of the actual. Show that to Sterling and to Keys. I don't know what to say. At first, it was cringy because I'm like, okay, is people trying to get likes and get views? But when I really looked at it and I broke that thing down, I was like, we need more of this.
I see what you're saying. You were more so cringe at the fact, like, is this authentic?
Exactly.
I got what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need more of this. It's like, oh, father, son. One. Okay, I'm gonna step on some toes. Yes. Once again, black men, yes. But I think they're like of a different culture though.
Okay.
I think they're like of a different country or something. Okay. But all still black, you know, black people. Honestly,
of the diaspora.
Honestly, people thought they were an actual couple.
Really?
People say, "Oh, this can't be real."
Because only gay men. It has to be, because only gay men are affectionate this way. And I think that's just how people's minds are trained. And it says more about maybe how your ideas have been cultivated around intimacy. I think, like, honestly, when I first saw the video, my first thought was, wow, I'm sure there's a lot of people like me that would love to have 5 minutes with my dad to have that type of moment with them. And it's really unfortunate when I see so many disparaging comments and negative comments from y'all. Because I'm like, well, wait, some of y'all must have lost your parents too at some point, and or you will. So what is this? I'm really trying to understand, like, where people are coming from with this. Because like I said, I'm sure there are many of us out there that would love to have a moment with their father, with their mother, that way, even if it was 5 minutes.
So, but... That's the honest part. That's the accountability piece. That's the responsible thing. I don't think people want to be responsible. People don't want to be accountable to emotions.
To their own emotions.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's coming up in you. It's coming
once,
up.
Exactly.
It's in your throat.
Once I say, damn, I do want to show affection to my dad, to my brother, to my mom, my siblings. Once I feel it and I have to act on it, I have to be responsible. That's, people don't want to be responsible on that portion. And I think people shy away from it because it seems like a point of weakness. This is the age old thing. Yeah. Okay, I'm macho. I'm big. I'm black. Mm-hmm. Only emotion I'm going to show is anger. But this right here, it's refreshing to see. It's, oh, wow. It's love. It's compassion.
Yeah.
It's warmth. But there are getting
things that we need on the internet right now.
But they're getting beat down for this.
Well, because y'all marinate in misery.
Say that again. Say, you marinate.
in their own misery. And we know it's as old as time. People say misery loves company. And so I think the internet, unfortunately, has created a space for people to do it in a way to where there's really no accountability, or it seems that way. I think a lot of folks are bold because they feel like they can make these comments and there be no kind of accountability or karma. But I think people are mistaken in that. Remember, your entire profile is attached to your comments. This is like a stamp in time. I don't think people take what they say as serious. I take it pretty serious.
Did you read some of those comments? Well, I actually scrolled down. I was like, oh, wow. The hate.
It's homophobia. Right?
The homophobia.
That's what I feel like was like the root of the comments. It was homophobia. It was homophobia. So it had nothing to do with, and if they are trolling, it's because they knew what y'all were, where exactly where y'all were going to go. And it's because at the root of it all, it's just homophobia and how blaring the homophobia is from so many people, from our own people.
Well, let's talk about our people. When we talk about the African-American community, why can't we be affectionate like this on a norm? Like, what is it? And I mean, producer, you know, creative director, y'all can chime in too. Like, why can't we be affectionate like this typically? What is the hold up? What is the hang up with all of this?
Well, I'm curious what folks think. I think we're constantly being told that we're not allowed to be in that space. If you're not human, how dare you feel emotion? If you're not a human being, if we've cast you as not being even, you know what I mean? As you don't even have human rights. How dare you have these type of feelings and emotions and experiences?
I won't say that's necessarily my particular experience because I'm super affectionate with all of my guy friends. Especially, like, we hug each other. We tell each other that we love each other. Now, if we're thinking about... No, but this is, like, across.
Absolutely.
Gay and straight. In terms of my friends, especially the black men that I have in my life, we are all very much so, like, we check in with each other a lot.
Absolutely.
People I met in college have been, like, the most intimate. And so I think a lot of people what I've been noticing, especially in a little bit of a generational divide, is like some men and some boys
that's just need permission like to be.
And you know what?
Young boys today, right? Like,
yeah.
A teacher like me to be able to demonstrate and model what.
And show that this is okay.
It is like, okay.
And that is safe. But like, it's safe for you to be.
That's the piece. And it's not their
gonna,
safety.
And it's not going to chip away at who you are as a man or a boy.
Yeah. No, but people feel like it does chip away. For those who could not hear Keith completely, he said, you know, this is not my story. I'm affectionate with my friends, you know, my close, my loved ones. Like, I don't mind showing that. But that is friends, Keith. Now, what about family members? Like, what about, okay, your dad, your mom? Like, for me, and I see, you know, Sterling shaking his head, that's not an issue for you to be. Or were you, that wasn't what you're doing?
We've had to work really hard
to okay.
some of that. But I think it's because of the way that we have societally created distance between Black men and the experience of intimacy.
That come on.
You tell Black men you can't access that and maintain your Black men.
You can't.
Like, that's a narrative that I think pushes some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's father and son, whether it's
brother, whether it's
a partnership, it's all still relegated to a space of that's unacceptable because intimacy can't exist in this.
And it's coming from, the call's coming from in the house. We're talking to the gays too, because y'all
come on, ones, come on, friend.
As soon as y'all see two men doing anything affectionate, especially if they're attractive men, it's like you want to sexualize
it. You zone in on that.
This interaction. And I think even with some of our men, I'm thinking of like the Jalen Hurts of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all want these men, y'all sexually desire these men to the point where you will comment and make them homophobic. You will make them gay. If they take a picture a certain way or pose a certain way or with a guy a certain way or like we see in these videos where they're showing affection. I think so many of us are yearning for the thing that, you know, you get better.
But how do we move out of that space? Because honestly, I think, and I might be out on a limb here, when we talk about how they were displaying affection, they were not, not traditional African Americans, they were from a different culture. So was that more accepting from the culture they came from? I think they were honestly in Europe. I don't know. But they had an accent. And I was like, oh, they're not here in the States, huh?
They didn't seem Black Americans.
They're not here in the States. And I was like, is that more acceptable overseas? Like, what is this thing?
No, I mean, yeah. But in reality, actually, it's very much so. Like, even if you think around, like, how we sexualize soca and when people are dancing together.
Yes. Trini. Yes. Yeah,
like, when we look at a lot of these different forms, like merengue, bachata, everything's, like, very intimate when you, like, do it. And even like kissing each other on the cheek is not a sexual act. That is a display of affection.
An American man.
Americans.
Yeah. Y'all boring.
Say it again, right to the camera.
Y'all make this country so stale and boring. And when you look at other countries and just how their culture is, you can't help but to feel so behind.
But there's so much stigma. When you talk about this boring it's the hung-ups and the hang-ups that we constantly have to go through.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, we're going to post another video that's another hang-up that I wanted to address. I showed Eric this video. I was like, what is his name? I Am Zoe. Mm-hmm. He was interviewing or had an interview with the homegirl, baby boy. I forget her name.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
But he's basically saying, yeah, I date... He said, I date DL men who have girlfriends or something like that.
Are we gonna
drop the video right now.
Because I can't date a gay guy.
What?
Openly gay. Yeah, what? Because like...
So how you gonna get married?
He's gonna be a guy who is with women and then decide to say, hey, I just want to be with you. So that means he ain't never dinner with no boy before.
All right. That little 10-second clip, it was problematic for me. When I saw that, I was like, oh...
I want the girls to open a dictionary and understand what a preference actually is.
Come on, friend.
A preference is like this, y'all. If I walk into an ice cream shop, right, and they got a couple of favorites of ice cream, okay, walk with me.
I'm walking. Go ahead, friend.
My preference might be chocolate.
Come on, friend. But today.
But I'll take strawberry. Mm-hmm. That is what a preference is, y'all. Mm-hmm. It means you... you prefer this, but if that's not available, you'll take this over here. What a lot of y'all be espousing on here is really just like bias, whether they be implicit or explicit. A lot of what y'all have is it's just bias. It's these strong opinions that y'all have about groups of people.
Yeah.
That's really not cool. And it's given, and we talk about this, Tony, like, don't yuck somebody else's yum.
Well, I
this
mean,
this might be why it's so pissy today. Everybody want to know why.
Pissy.
Everybody want to know why it's so.
But
pissy.
Where does it start and where does it end? You know what? One of our guests who was on last season, Raheem, was it this season? This season. I'm sorry.
The first part of the season.
I'm sorry. He had put some stuff on his story, and he had a couple questions he was asking. Shout out to Raheem. He was like, "Can I ask y'all?" He said, "Why y'all be saying y'all want a man that can cook and clean, but you won't buy your son a play kitchen and a playroom?"
Wait, what did he say?
You want a man that can cook and clean, but you won't buy your son a play kitchen. When they're young, or a play broom.
I love
like, hold on.
We used to ring them groceries up. What?
Remember, I always wanted an easy bake oven. Remember, I wanted an easy bake.
That
like,
was so cute. Episode.
Raheem also asked another question. Why do you want boys to understand girls' bodies and the power of no, but you don't let them play with dolls? Make it make sense. Another one. He said, why y'all spend all your paycheck on Balenciaga, Tom Ford, and Versace, but you won't buy your son a sewing machine? Make this shit make sense. That's why we're having this episode about demystifying the masculine affection.
It's performative.
All of it.
It's performative and it's selfish. And I think the long game is nobody wins. That's just my take.
This last one, he said, why you tell your sons to stop crying and be a man, but you will beg a 30 plus year old man to be more sensitive for you and your needs? This doesn't make no sense for me, Eric. I don't get it. Like, is it a problem to be sensitive? Is it a problem to be affectionate or not? And if it is, why is it a problem?
I think it's just where we are right now as a culture and as a society. I think where we are is just a natural part of the evolution of the entire process. It won't always be this way, but I think women have made it very clear what they expect of men. And I think it's very toxic.
There we go.
The question is, how long is it work? How is this working for y'all? Is this working for us?
And it's a us thing.
It really is.
We have to be more acceptable, and we have to show and be in a space that shows it is okay. Like he said, very, very affectionate towards my friends and my loved ones. Me too. I tell my friends I love them all the time.
And that's a space
I will
of
hug
privilege.
Up on you. It is.
That really is a space of privilege to be in. I love when I come around y'all and Keith, you know, when I'm a part of his group and
that's
Sterling,
right.
You know, our group, like we're, like he said, we're very affectionate, and there are straight men, very straight men who are married with kids in this group, and there's never no funny. I gotta go back to that gate, the sexual romanticizing part of it. It's like we have to be able to be in community with straight people and with other people who don't want to sleep with you.
But Eric, there is a thing called queer baiting, and I don't know.
I feel like that's what I was talking about with Jalen Hurts a little bit.
Some people watch porn. I don't know if this is Eric or myself, but there are people out there who watch porn. And there are these people who actually queer bait and do things.
Oh, like gay for pay?
Yeah. Is that what they're called? Is that what queer for pay?
That's the question. It manifests like.
Yeah. So, like.
And y'all paying.
That's another one. But that's another thing.
But y'all paying.
Make it make sense. And you're getting paid.
And some of these creators make it very clear they don't want anything to do with us unless.
But you're taking the gay
paid.
Money. You're taking this gay green dollar.
But we're
like, come on.
I think it's bigger than them taking the money. I think the bigger thing is that we're spending the money.
Mm.
They wouldn't have anything.
Come
to
on.
Take if it wasn't being sent to them.
You, oh, it's that the fantasy, the romanticization that he was talking
trade
about.
Is definitely still a thing. Trade.
For who?
It's talked about as being this thing to obtain. Like it's like a prize to be won if you can get some trade. Well, and if you're not trade, y'all be low key throwing shade to people.
Oh, it's you ain't got a trade. Oh, there
it's,
we go.
It's really femphobia, but it's like y'all be trying to clock y'all friends and clock y'all people for not being like, he ain't trade. What's trade?
What that ain't
trade,
bad.
What has trade ever done?
Well, I mean, I've always been open about, you know, it don't matter to me.
And your friends.
And your friends. Twin, where have you been? Listen, we could go on and on and on about this topic, but I really wanted to touch on this thing.
Do you feel like we took it home? Like, did we hit all the...
I do. I mean, if there's not, if we didn't, you know, you can always like, comment, and subscribe to tell us what you want to hear.
You know they're going to tell us what we
want. You know, I mean, we had to touch on this really quick because I am honored to have your feedback. Eric is honored. I don't care if it's good, bad. Like, that helps us to navigate where we want to be moving forward in this space.
Absolutely, because questions were asked during this, and it's truly like we want to know where we are and tap into the community and just kind of figure out how people feel about it. And it's totally okay for us to be where we are in this space.
That's like, right.
I never try to push people or groups out of the space that they need to be in at the moment. I totally get that. We don't evolve in a linear process. Like, this takes a long time for us to actually get to where, you know, where we can do better and be better. And there's also just so much stress and so many things going on around the world. I think people are very stretched.
Yeah.
And it's easier to fall into those toxic ways and those toxic paths.
Let's have the difficult conversations. Let's have the conversations that may be unsettling. It's just a conversation. Let's have it here at Hung Up Pod Live with Eric and Tony. So this is another episode for your viewing pleasure. We are the Black Queer and Premier Podcast. I love y'all. It is a champagne. Listen, world peace.
World peace, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.